Shalom, and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 17, Mizmor Yud Zayin, a Tfilah of David. Five times in all of Tehillim, the word Tfilah introduces a psalm. What's the definition of this word, and how is it affected in our framework of analysis here? On the one hand, when we think of Tfilah, we naturally lean towards mercy. After all, a person stands before God, pours out their heart in hopes that God responds positively. On the other hand, there's a position of Rav Shimshon of Falhirsch, who famously understood the word lehit palel as having a reflexive meaning to judge oneself. So are we standing before God humbly asking God for a handout, or are we preparing ourselves for judgment? I imagine the answer is both. Now, when we come before God to ask him for something, the first thing that happens is that we are judged. You need health, wealth, happiness? Do you deserve it? That might be the initial reaction. But since God is filled with mercy for his people, even after he sees that the person doesn't deserve the reward, God nevertheless invokes his attribute of mercy and answers his needs. In theory, prayer is a two-step process. It should start out as a judgment, tefillah, with the individual analyzing whether he's worthy of reward or punishment, and only later should the judgment turn into an unabashed prayer despite his unworthiness. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov expected to be judged, as did Moshe, Yosef, and David, and Chana and Deborah. Somewhere along the line, we chose to focus on the second step of the process for fear of the repercussions a judgment would bring. Hirsch must have felt that during prayer, a person must acknowledge that his worthiness is being judged, and that if he is not worthy, he must work to attain that higher level of religious consciousness. With this in mind, when David prays to God, we have to ask ourselves, is it a mercy-oriented prayer or a justice-oriented one? Now, the opening sentence and the closing verse perhaps give us the answer, as they both contain the word tzedek, justice. Tfilah le David, Shema Adonai Tzedek, Hakshiva Rinati, Hazina Tfilati, Belo Siftei Mira. A prayer of David, hear, O God, justice. Listen to my call. Pay attention to my tefillah without any deception. And the conclusion verse, Ani betzedek echaze panecha, esbaa b'hakitz tmunatecha. As for me, I in righteousness will behold your face or your countenance. I will be satisfied when I awake with a picture of your glory. This is the technique of the inclusio, which attempts to instruct us to read the poem in the framework of the main inclusionary word. In Psalm 17, we could say that the inclusio word is tzedek. Now, David prays to God, and we would expect a plea for mercy, as we find in other psalms. Instead, we seem to find an attempt at justification. Now, we can explain this justification from two extremes, based on different medieval and modern commentators. On one extreme, the Malbim maintains that David expects his prayers to be answered, since he has a clean slate with no sins. In this psalm, he claims to have been checked, investigated, and tested, and to have passed all of the tests. And therefore, he says, I expect, b'tzedek, my prayer to be answered. Rashi, Radak, Meiri, Sforno, and others understand David to be offering a confession for his actions, specifically those related to his sins with Bathsheba. Rashi and Radak explain that David is asking to be judged, though not for his major sin. He's not asking to be judged for the sin of Bathsheba, either because he suffered enough for paying for his sin, or because his other accomplishments should balance it out. In the words of Mitzudat David, do not perform the judgment that is deserving for my guilt. Instead, look at my positive deeds, and according to them, judge me. It is in light of the two opposite approaches of the commentators that we undergo our analysis of this psalm. The psalm goes through three stages. The first focuses on the introductory lines of prayer for salvation due to David's sins being extinguished or non-existent. The second section, verses 6 to 12, describes the enemies of David and their evil. And in the third part of the psalm, David asks for respite from his enemies, and he pleads to God that he excuse me, he pleads to be satiated with seeing God's face with justice. Tfila le David Shima Adonai Tzedek Hakshiv Arinati Hazina Tfilati. There's a strange formulation in the three words, Shima Hashem Tzedek. It says, listen, God, justice. Now, we're missing a preposition. Listen, God, something justice. Now, each commentator tries to put in the word that they expect to make sense in the sentence. Some say it means, listen, God, to my prayer or to my justified prayer. Or perhaps it means, listen, God, with judgment, Shema Hashem Tzedek, to my prayer. Now, according to the first explanation, King David is praying and therefore asks God to adhere to the outcome of his self-judgment. Listen to God, God, listen to my prayer and how I'm going to judge myself. In this scenario, Malbim sees David's attempt here at a complete exoneration from sin. It's almost as if David is not expecting a judgment because he's done no wrong. Sforno understands the verse according to the second explanation. David knows that he's sinned, and therefore Sforno maintains that David is performing a confessional prayer. Listen, God, justice, the confession that I will say, which is with justice and wholeheartedness. We merge with two separate and almost contradictory approaches to this psalm. Either it's a prayer of a Baal Tshuva, a repentant, who, having realized his sins, has accepted his punishment and turns to God in hope that he'll find favor in his eyes. Or is there's no remorse at all. David is stating most emphatically that he has not sinned, and therefore he does not deserve all the troubles that are coming his way. An additional line worthy of our inspection is in verses 2 and 3. Milfanecha mishpati yetze, einecha techazena misharim, bachanta libi pakarata laila tzraftani bal timsa zamoti bal yavorpi. From before you my judgment emerged, your eyes see the truth. You have tested my heart, remembered, checked at night, scoured me, not finding. The words in the poem are quite difficult. We see that depending on your outlook, you can read these words in two different ways. Malbim gains strength from the first words, from before you my judgment emerges. He explains as follows. Though others have tried to make me fall by implicating me wrongly, my judgment comes before you alone, and you will acquit me of all wrongdoing. You tested, checked my heart to see that there was no sin. On the other extreme, Radak feels that the night in the second verse is a reference to that fateful night of his sin with Bathsheba. Once again, we see in verse 4 of Psalm 17, two ways of looking at this mizmor. Lifu'ulot adam bidvar svatecha, ani shamarti orchot paritz. Malbim states that the translation should be, I haven't sinned, therefore I guarded from the ways of evil, ani shamarti. Amos Chacham understands this to refer to David having sinned and gone astray. And so once again, David recalls his misdeeds in confession, nevertheless asking God for judgment based on other merits or merit sins. Verse 5, the end of the first section, says the following, Tamoch ashurai b'maglotecha, bal namotu pa'amai. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not faltered. By the way, David once again uses the word falter, lamot. He uses it many times in Psalms. Now, the second section, 6 to 12, asks for God to accept the prayer and then focuses on the evil and their sins. Ani kiraticha ki ta'aneni al el hatoz nechali shma imrati haflei chasadecha moshiya chosimi mitkomimimi biminecha shamreni ki ishon bat ayin betzel knafecha tastireni. I have called upon you to listen to me, O God. Incline your ear to me and hear my speech. Show your steadfast love, saving me with your right hand from the enemies who seek refuge. Keep me as the apple of the eye, hide me under the shadow of your wings, from the wicked who oppress me, from my deadly enemies who encircle me. They who are enclosed in their own fat, with their mouth they speak proudly, like a lion greedy for its prey. Over and over again, we see David vacillate between mercy and judgment, between his innocence versus the greater evil of his enemies. According to some commentaries, David regrets nothing, raises his accolades and his prayer in a tefillah, a judgment from God. Did Malbim understand the psalm to be written before the sin of Bathsheba? Did he not see that a sin of his actions with Bathsheba and Uriah? Hard to say. Rashi and Radak and others see the psalm as a confession. David comes to God in tefillah, but really offering a prayer. Acknowledging his sins, recognizing his inability to pass all his tests, aware of his trials in his life, some of which he passed and others which he failed. He's ready for judgment. His readiness to accept judgment does not imply innocence, but an understanding of the true nature of a Baal Tshuva, one who sins, but is able to rise above faults and surge towards his creator. The psalm concludes once again with David looking to the face of God, Betzedek, being satiated by the ability to see a picture of God's countenance. We are left asking if he does so boldly, thinking he deserves God's light on his face, or whether he comes in confession, acknowledging his sin, but knowing that God is ready to accept those who return. We who pray hope that both approaches are true. We too sometimes feel we are ready to be judged, certainly after seeing the evil around us acting with impunity. On the other hand, we humbly stand before God, ready for his judgment, willing to accept his divine decision. Shalom.